This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. By now, this whole idea that we should be disarmed, that should be thrown away, shouldn't it? After what we saw with World War II, and then after we saw with Ukraine, and now with Israel. But interestingly enough, Israel is up there right now. They are really beginning to arm up. And the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, he's going around and holding ceremonies to hand out weapons. For the left, this guy is a divisive right-wing extremist, and but he has been crisscrossing Israel in the past weeks, handing out guns to civilian members of security squads as he's expanding the Israeli citizens' access to guns in the wake of the Hamas attack last month. What they want is they want more of the some of these kibbutzes had some very, very, very effective security teams that got out there and just kicked it, just beat them back. And they want to create teams to handle this, to respond to this. And this has attracted the successful players out there. This has attracted a lot of new members to these groups, and it's causing quite the thing. They say around 700 volunteer security squads, which will operate under the command of Israeli police, has been established since then, tapping into the wellspring of insecurity when Hamas walked into Israel and just massacred a whole bunch of people. So, Ben-Gvir said in a press release, "We saw this in the first days of war, wherever there were weapons, and the scale of the disaster was smaller." Now, critics see this as part of a far-right vision to inflame Israeli-Palestinian relations in the country, especially in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Ben-Gvir, who leads the Atzma Yehudit Jewish Power Party, pledged to give 10,000 guns to towns and cities across Israel, including Israel settlements in the Palestinian territory. His office said in a statement, "Weapons will be distributed to squads all around the country with an emphasis on near-border fence communities in the north and south, mixed cities and settlements in Judea and Samaria." Palestinians fear these guns will be used against them. I don't know why. They should, unless they are, Hamas. And it really comes down to one thing. In Israel today, with Israel, if they were to simply lay down their weapons in Gaza, Israel would quit. Now violence is spiking. They're pointing out how many Palestinians that have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. However, remember this. This is the one thing that nobody talks about. For whatever reason, they don't talk about it. They were under a ceasefire on October the 6th, which Hamas violated. That's why all the hippies were out there dancing and having a good time. There were Muslims out there dancing and having a good time, too. You got to make the differentiation between a Muslim and an Islamist. That's very helpful in the grand scheme. Now, the United Nations, which really doesn't have a dog in this fight. They don't have a dog in this fight. The United Nations got out there. And they consider The West Bank and East Jerusalem is occupied land, and therefore view Israeli settlements there as illegal under international law. But Israel says the status of the West Bank is disputed and denies its settlements there are illegal, and it regards all of Jerusalem as sovereign Israeli territory. And some in Netanyahu's cabinet, like Ben-Gvir and far-right Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, supported annexing the West Bank. There's a saying that goes along in all of these combat situations a lot of these people find themselves in, and it has happened numerous times in Israel with various places. When they were in the when they were at war with Egypt, they beat them and took some land over and then gave it back. So they're actually a very good winner when it comes to combat. They treat people really nice. But then we have Abdellah Thimwadi, who lives in Guzra, south of the West Bank city of Nablus. He lost his brother and nephew to an attack by armed settlers as they made their way to a funeral for four other Palestinians. He said, "There's no one to defend us. Our movement is so restricted, we're constantly living in fear that if we leave our house, we'll be shot." You shouldn't have voted for Hamas. That's where it comes down, you know. They're out there saying, "Oh, we're this, we're that." Hey, you shouldn't have voted for Hamas. That goes a long way. In a later statement to CNN, Ben-Gvir said forming an army in the security squads will increase the probability that many Israeli families will survive a similar attack to the one on October 7th. See, one of the things they want to do is they want to get out there and call for a ceasefire, and with the Islamic forces, what they will do is they look at this. This is a strategic thing to do. They look at this and they say to themselves, "Okay, now we can regroup. We can reconstitute." Now, Ben-Gvir, who's in politics despite having been previously convicted, they say, for supporting terrorism and inciting anti-Arab racism, loomed on the edges of the far right before his party and the other extremist figures in his part of the party, they shored up Netanyahu's ruling coalition. The most right wing in Israel's history. Not surprising that they look at these guys this way, because they look at them this way because of all of the nonsense that they put up with on a regular basis. They call them fascists and all this other stuff, and you know, but you can't get past certain things with this people. You just simply cannot get past it. Israel is not aggressive. They're not aggressive, and they're not going to fall for a ceasefire. One of the new recruits is a lady named Liat Eisner. She stressed it was pragmatism that led her to join this security unit. "We're not fanatics. We're not crazy about guns. We're concerned citizens who are not willing to be butchered again." She said she's no fan of Israeli politics and previously protested Netanyahu's attempt at judicial reform, but her priorities have changed since the start of Israel's war with Hamas. And she said, "Listen, I'm not going to sit like a duck waiting for someone to slaughter me." She said this while loading a magazine. She said, "The only thing is us. We have to win against Hamas. This is survival." They had better understand that. They had better get it. I don't understand why they don't get it. I mean, a lot of people look at Israel right now and they're saying these guys are extremists. But hey, they're not extremists. Not in the least. But story for another day. Definitely a testament to the fact that we don't need gun control. It's obscene to sit back and think that you have to sit back and allow yourself to be shot to death in order to appease the left. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, the anti-gunners are out there, and they're looking at NRA, and they're thinking the good times are just about coming, because the NRA is just about gone. You know, the problem with this is that they think the NRA is the entirety of the gun rights movement. And they do this at their own, at their own, I don't know, what's the word I want to say? At their own, to their own peril. This whole idea that if NRA is gone, there's no more gun rights, that's just silly. NRA is diminished. They are weakened, but they are not gone. But you got the usual suspects like Giffords and March for Our Lives in every town. And they're slamming the share button on this right now because Newsweek has an article out saying, oh, they're dying. And on the surface, because this is all they are, is just this surface facade, it seems to be a cause to cheer for if your goal is to disarm the U.S. civilian population. The big, bad, evil NRA. The big daddy, the granddaddy of all prone-growing groups, the people ultimately allegedly responsible for every mass shooting, every gang drive-by, having trouble retaining their membership. Instead of steaming toward 10 million members, they've actually shrunk from a little over 5 million members to 4.3 million. And if they decline and the cash drain continues, they think, the Wicked Witch will one day be dead, the gun rights movement will be gone, the United States will finally adopt the strictest European-style gun rules, right? Because the media and the gun control industry have been telling their fans and supporters that the NRA is basically the entire pro-gun movement. And the gun industry, except that's not true at all. That's not true at all. We got 150 million gun owners in the United States. If 4 million people are members of the NRA, that is not representative of the gun movement, of the gun culture, of the pro-gun culture. Now, the problem here for the anti-gunners is they're smoking the same stuff that they're selling. They're getting high on their own supply. And what they don't realize is when people running a drug lab do that, the second batch tends to go boom. So while they're out there spreading the propaganda, and by the same token, believing the propaganda, that's where the issues begin to, become problematic for them. It's one thing to get out there and tell a bunch of lies, knowing they're lies, and say to yourself, well, I know they're lies. It's quite another thing altogether to sit back and just believe them. And that's where you get in trouble, when you start believing your own lies. But they do it. If they weren't busy buying their own propaganda, they know that the NRA was actually their friend for many decades. When the progressive eugenicists, and I'm talking about the KKK, when they wanted to disarm black people and Hispanic people, the NRA didn't get in their way. When pesky coal miners wanted to war with the boss, the NRA was there to help them slap a tax on machine guns, allowing progressive era political donors to put down labor strikes with deadly force. When Democrat politicians got shot, sometimes by our own government, the NRA negotiated with them and agreed on even more gun control. Every time they wanted something, the NRA gave it to them. They only got mad in 1994 when it all blew up in their faces. The gun-owning population was tired of giving the anti-gun mid-wit center-left what they wanted because it was clear that the goal was complete civilian disarmament. Instead of anti-gun legislation passing, pro-gun laws like allowing licensed concealed carry swept the United States, and crime continued to drop. Staunch opposition to gun control led to the sunsetting of the 1994 assault weapon ban in 2004. And then states started allowing concealed carry without a permit at all. In the interim, while all of this is happening to NRA, there's something else going on too. Second Amendment Foundation is getting bigger. Gun Owners of America is getting bigger. Firearm Policy Coalition came out of nowhere, and they're getting bigger. And all of these guys are out there doing things that are actually real things on the ground. They're taking on all of these jurisdictions that have the anti-gun nonsense going on, and they're winning. Right now, on the horizon are a few things that they're not going to be able to get away from. They're not when the bump stock thing comes up, That's going to be an accelerator, a force multiplier. So, when that force multiplier ignites, then a whole lot of other things are going to become suspect. Their beloved NFA, that's going to be on the chalk blocks. Pistol brace thing they tried to push through, that's going away. The frame and receiver thing they tried to make after, you know, we've had since 1791, you've been able to build a gun at your house. Well, that's going to go away. They're just losing. They're just so busy losing. That's pretty funny to me. And yet, right now, what they're doing is sitting around and they're saying to themselves, NRA's going away, so that means very soon, everything we want, we're going to get. And it's simply not the case, because the NRA organization itself is not the NRA. The membership of the NRA is there, and they will be going somewhere. They will be with somebody. If there is no NRA, that's fine. They'll be with the Second Amendment Foundation or Gun Owners of America or FPC or any of these other things. Nobody's going anywhere. NRA is a name. What they have done is they look at the NRA and it's become a Xerox term. Everybody is NRA. There was a time when Larry Pratt, when he was the executive director at Gun Owners of America, they thought he was the president of the NRA, because everybody, NRA is almost an abstract for some people. And in fact, it is also for the anti-gunners. The anti-gunners are out there. They don't know anything about the NRA. They don't know anything about the NRA. So, you know, hey. First of all, they're not gone. Second of all, I don't know where they would go. Yeah, they've got a few issues going on right now, but it's nothing at all like what you would think it would be. So, NRA is not going anywhere. The membership isn't going anywhere. They may go to other places, but the pro-gun movement is alive and well. No matter what the anti-gunners might want you to believe. So when you read those, take the Newsweek magazine that came in and line your parakeet cage with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month. However, they acknowledge the need for additional measures to address rising prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I do have to give the Harris-Biden administration props for being imaginative and creative. They've tried everything they can in their war on guns and the Second Amendment, and they've always targeted weapons of war, as they like to call them. And you had places like Dick's getting out there and saying, we won't have any weapons of war in our store. And they stripped them, and then they lost business. Then the toadies at ATF and Team Biden, they targeted homemade firearm kits, aftermarket triggers, pistol braces. They've gone after the banks and the credit card firms to shut off access to credit and capital, and they threatened shippers who move firearms, ammunition, and accessories across state lines. And nobody, you know, and the ultimate payer of the price of all of this nonsense, of this war on you, is you. And the law-abiding gun dealers who face the loss of their livelihood for even the most minor of clerical errors. None of these moves happens in a vacuum. All of them relied upon the media to garner public support. Which, if it's coming from the media, you should be immediately suspect. If it's coming from the media. But anyway, now it appears that ammunition manufacturers are next up on the deck. And, well, they're going after them. In interesting ways, too. Really interesting ways. So the Biden-Harris administration have turned to their friends at the New York Times. And there was an A1 story published Sunday titled, Army Ammunition Plan is Tied to Mass Shootings Across the U.S. Oh, gosh. Yeah. This is talking about Lake City Army Ammunition Plant, which is located in Independence, Missouri. And it was built during World War II. It's overseen by the Army's Joint Munitions Command and has been operated by Olin Winchester since 2020. Now, everything you need to know about the newspaper's investigation is summed up in the story's secondary headline. And it reads, in recent years, the factory has pumped billions of rounds of military-grade ammunition into the commercial market. An investigation by the New York Times found, leaving the LC signature scattered across crime scenes, including the sites of some of the nation's most heinous mass shootings. So, in other words, mass shootings aren't the fault of the mass shooter. In New York Times world, the ammunition manufacturer bears the responsibility as well. Of, you know, it has 106 paragraphs. Only one sentence actually tells the actual truth and offsets the flawed narrative their authors seek to drive home in the remaining 105 paragraphs. The vast majority of Lake City rounds sold by retailers have gone to law-abiding citizens, from hunters and farmers to target shooters, they say. Which means these law-abiding citizens, hunters and farmers, they're probably not in a gang. They probably don't live in the inner city. They never bother to mention the millions of American troops who've used Lake City ammunition to defend their own lives and the lives of their teammates in the nation. They leave out the law enforcement officers who are alive today because of their dependable product, and they never once mention the millions of you who rely upon Lake City to defend themselves and their families. Instead, they list a dozen mass shootings in which brass head stamped at Lake City was allegedly recovered. Allegedly. Parkland, Aurora, the Tree of Life Synagogue, Uvalde, Buffalo, and more. They even imply that they made the rounds used in Lewiston, Maine, where the shooter used the .308 caliber. The authorities in Lewiston, Maine declined to release ballistic information about the mass shooting of the last month that resulted in 18 deaths. Well, first of all, getting out there and saying it versus actually showing me that is the case, which even if it is the case, that doesn't matter because, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this, and who made the ammunition is not one of them. Because the ammunition is made for lawful purposes, like everything else made in the gun industry. Chris Sixon was the athletic director at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas until he was shot and killed during the 2018 mass murder while trying to disarm the shooter. They interviewed his son, Tom Hixon, who serves on Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety Advisory Board. Now, Hixon wasn't aware Lake City made the ammunition used during the shooting, and according to the story, he didn't think it really mattered. Mr. Hixon did not blame the government or the Army for his father's death. He said in an interview, if the government hadn't bought Lake City rounds, he would have bought ammunition made elsewhere. Yeah. So, in other words, not even a hand-picked anti-gun activist supports the narrative that the New York Times is trying to cram down their readers' throats. There are some other issues as well. Like, according to four unnamed sources who they claim were not authorized to speak publicly, Lake City managers were concerned their rounds would be found at high-profile crime scenes. That's ridiculous. They said their managers were terrified that journalists would make a connection to the plant. The fact that the unnamed sources, trot them out in front of me, name them. I'm having a hard time believing you on this one. All these things that you're presenting in a facade in such a way to where it just, you know, you don't have to show me any evidence. You're just making the claim. Congressman, the Times story, if you believe, might actually contain some good news for gun owners. It dissected the rumors that claimed Lake City was considering ending commercial sales, which would have shut off a major source of 556. Congressman Sam Graves, a Republican who represents Missouri's 6th District, along with dozens of other lawmakers, warned the Biden and Harris administration in a letter that stopping commercial sales at the Lake City plant would violate the Second Amendment. A White House spokesman responding on the social media denied such a plan, and later so did the Defense Department. So there you go. It's been denied, so you don't have to do any more of that panic buying, and we can let the price come back down again because there's nothing going on. But if you accept the Time Reporter's argument, then Ford, Chevrolet, and Dodge has to be held accountable for millions of deaths. Far more than any ammo plant in rural Missouri. And let's not talk about Toyota and their pickup trucks. But the Biden-Harris administration will use this story as fact, and dozens of others that will come alike. And, you know, site was built for the military, but commercial sales are booming with little public accountability. Rounds have been bought by murderers, anti-government groups, and others. It's the mention of public accountability that betrays their administration's intent. So we'll likely see another push for background checks on ammunition purchases, a law that's already on the books in several states, including New York, where it is a complete disaster. And for gun owners, there can be only one takeaway from a story like this, that they'll be going after our ammunition next. So, you know, good luck with that one. I don't know if I've ever shot any Lake City ammunition, unless it was when I was in the military. I certainly don't own any now. My ammunition comes from federal. So, in any event, I saw that, and what I take away from that is all of you that thought Lake City was going out of business for you, they're not. Thank you, Biden and Harris administration. You guys made some clarification for me. I certainly appreciate it. Good stuff for me. I thank you for that. I'm probably being too happy about their mistake, aren't I? They'll probably learn from this. It doesn't matter. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
One more time. And I don't get to go give a back crack today. That's just too bad for me, I guess. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Administrative note, I think everything should go just smoothly for this next weekend coming up, Black Friday weekend. I think we'll have fresh content. That is fully my intent to do so. And so any of you that are waiting for this, I'll be working. All you got to do is, you know, give me a listen. Now, in any fight over constitutional rights, it helps to understand just what you're up against. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, it's not just the anti-gunners, but the media and the way things are reported that can make all the difference in how the public perceives the message. And remember that term, perceives, perception. That is very important. When you look at what I just talked about with Lake City, the perception was Lake City was going away. The perception was not correct. Never was correct. They never intended for it to be correct. But for a moment, we had some panic buying. Now, according to a report in the Missouri Independent, House Democrats gathered for a Monday roundtable forum on proposed changes to U.S. gun laws. And only a couple of paragraphs into the story, you can see there was evidently no room at this particular table for representatives from any of the nation's gun rights organizations. Jamie Raskin, a perennial anti-gunner, only mentioned the NRA in terms of groups pushing back against gun control, which the article described as gun reform or gun safety legislation, which that's all just a bunch of vernacular nonsense. That was also published in the Louisiana Illuminator, and it pointed out that the March for Our Lives movement advocates for gun control legislation at the state and federal level. Raskin was reportedly joined at this roundtable by fellow Democrats Maxwell Alejandro Frost, Greg Kazar, Dan Goldman, we know him, Eleanor Holmes Norton, who's not actually a voting member, and no Republicans were invited to all of this. Shocker. And long story short about the event and the coverage is that it was one-sided. And the gun control lexicon was fully in play. And how would the media react if the NRA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, and the Second Amendment Foundation held a roundtable forum concerning the continuing attack on the rights of gun owners if it were chaired by Republican House members? Meanwhile, ABC News is reporting that a recent poll by Quinnipiac University, taken in the days following the Lewiston, Maine mass shooting, found that 46% of registered voters worried about becoming a victim of mass shooting themselves. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? But if you take a look at the poll report, which puts this in a different perspective, 46% of voters personally worry about being a victim of a mass shooting, while 53% do not. Translation is, a majority of voters are not worried about being a mass shooting victim, but that was evidently not the message that ABC News wanted to convey. So they have a narrative. They're trying to exist within the parameters of this narrative and, make this kind of thing happen. There is more to this Quinnipiac survey. Chief among the survey revelations, which was probably overlooked, was the stark differences between Democrats, Republicans, and independents on the question of banning, quote, assault weapons. Here's what the report, or the Quinnipiac reported. Democrats, 89-10, support a ban on the sale of assault weapons, while Republicans, 75-21, oppose it. 50% of the independents oppose a ban, while 45% support it. Translation, Democrats are gun prohibitionists, Republicans come down on the side of gun rights, and they're joined by a slight majority of independents. Quinnipiac did report that 53% of voters think the United States would be less safe if more people carried guns, while 39% think the United States would be safer if more people carried guns. Hasn't that been decided? I mean, don't we have 27 states that allow everybody to carry a gun? Are they awash in the first-time killer? Now, Gallup had to get in on this, too. And their survey concluded today's partisan differences on guns contrast with relatively modest gaps 2 decades ago. And they drew attention to 3 significant points. In 2001, 61% of Democrats and 44% of Republicans wanted gun laws to be stricter. Since then, there's been a 27% point increase in the percentage of Democrats and an 18 point decrease among Republicans. Independents have stayed the same. Then, compared with 2000, the percentage of Republicans in favor of a handgun ban has fallen 19 points. Democrats' view on this issue is generally similar to what they were in 2000. The percentage of Republicans who think guns make homes safer has nearly doubled since 2000, from 44% to 86%. Independents are up from 36% to 66%. Democrats are up 37% to 28% in 2000 to think guns make homes safer. Now, then we come to the one constant in the ever-changing universe. The 44% of U.S. adults acknowledge having a gun in their home or in their property. And of those, 30% owned the gun personally, and the rest say the gun belongs to a household member. I see a lot of boating accidents in that one. A lot of boating accidents. If you narrow things down a bit, which you probably didn't see reported by any major news organization, Gallup found that gun ownership rates have increased among Republicans over the past 2 decades, while Democratic gun ownership has declined slightly. The survey said 45% of Republicans personally own a gun and 58% live in a household with guns. So I don't know what the hell that means, to be honest with you. Where did that come from? So this gun just floats in 13% of these homes that not belong. They don't own. Nobody owns them. On the other hand, only 18% of Democrats say they personally own a gun, and only 29% live in a household where someone else owns a gun. This is why you should never leave. Polls are deliberately stupid. They're deliberately stupid. You might argue that if these numbers were more prominently reported by the media, it would explain why Democrats routinely support more gun control and why Republicans are more resistant. But it would also provide more guidance to voters about who they should support in future elections. Now, I don't know what this means for them in the long run. Apparently, it means that the gun grabbers, which are the Democrats predominantly, they're also the ones that are making crime legal or decriminalizing it. They're also the ones that are, bail reform. Well, they've got all kinds of things going on right now. They frown on you if you defend yourself. They don't want you to have a gun. They want you to be a good victim. Who wants to be a good victim? I don't want to be a good victim. And yet in these inner cities, that's what people are. They are just good victims. That's all they're allowed to be. And in the interim, while all this is going on, while everybody's talking guns, 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 we have these mass stabbings happening. I mean, they just had one in Louisiana. Mass stabbings tend not to get tracked. Four women stabbed in what officials said was a random attack on a Louisiana college campus. One of them has died. Okay. Why aren't we tracking that? Why aren't we against all violence, Democrats? Why aren't we against that? I mean, the other day, when Paul Pelosi got beat up with a claw hammer. Why aren't we going after that guy with everything we've got? They should be going after that dude with everything they've got. No matter why he was in the House to begin with, they should be going after him. So, anyway. I won't get to talk to you again, so everybody should have, you know, until next weekend. But have a very good, very happy Thanksgiving. Very, very good. And keep your eyes open. Stay aware. Carry your concealed weapon everywhere you can. Practice. Train. Because the beast is in the interior now. And we don't know when they're coming. I'll see you next weekend. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.